And these are our talking points. Our talking points today are that I want you to feel good for what's going on in the life of a former Vol great. And I'm talking about none other than Jason Rexford today on this show. He came to Tennessee by way of Georgia, came to Tennessee, and made the most of his opportunity. And I am really, really proud of Jason Rexford. Let's do this today. He's the new head football coach at Douglas County High School in Georgia. And, Jason, we had one of your former coaches call us who was so proud of you, who listens to our program. And he was so proud of you and what's going on in your life. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the show today.
Thank you for being here, man.
No, thank you for being there. Let's talk for a second. Bring me up to date on your journey since last we saw you at the University of Tennessee a decade ago.
Well, I as soon as I concluded my career there at UT, I went up with Michael Munoz and his dad and trained, had an opportunity with the Chicago Bears. They wanted to allocate me to Europe, to the Europe League. That was something I didn't want to do. At that point in my career, I was thankful that God had led me that far and given me the opportunities that he had, and I was ready for the next chapter of my life to begin, and had an opportunity with Coach Nix, my head coach from high school, who was extremely successful, not only in molding young men, but being very successful on the football field. And I thought that was an invaluable experience to have a chance to go work with him and see not only the player side. Prior to my UT career, I graduated from Northside High School, played under Coach Nix, and then had an opportunity to come back and work with him as a colleague. So I got to see both sides of a high school program and what all goes into a successful high school football program. And after that, I coached there for a couple years. I saw that Coach Nix had his coordinators in place, and I had reached my ceiling there, and I was ready for a challenge of more responsibility. And there was an opportunity that came about at Peach County High School, which is about 15 miles from Warner Robins, 15, 20 miles from Warner Robins. Had an opportunity to go there. That's another extremely successful football program here in Georgia that I was also able to learn under that head coach, Chad Campbell, and see how they did, how their program was ran. So it gave me two blueprints to be able to refer back to. And after my time at Peach County, I had an opportunity to be a coordinator for the first time. And that came at Howard High School, where I'm leaving. And Howard is a brand-new high school, or it was a brand-new high school when we got there. It was one of those situations where we had to work from the ground up, literally and figuratively. So I had two programs that I worked in at Northside High School and Peach County High School that were, what I tell people, the top of the mountain type experiences. And then Howard was my valley experiences. And we all know there's some things that you learn in the valley that you just cannot learn on the mountaintop. And I think that was the case with the Howard situation, and then this opportunity here at Douglas County High School opened itself. Douglas County is 20 miles west of Atlanta, and they have known some success. They won a state championship back in the 60s, and they've been competitive for most of the span of the school, except for the last probably 5 or 6 years, you know. So it's a great opportunity, a community and a school that's eager to get back on the map and be successful, and a principal that's excited about the impact that a well-run football program can have on the entire student body. So, and that's where we are now.
You're 20 miles west of Atlanta. Hey, Jason, I was doing some checking up on you on the internet. You held a meet the coach deal with them. I think it was last week or not too long ago.
Yes.
From 6:30 to 8 o'clock in your gym. You brought the parents in, players, alumni, different supporters from that community. In a community in Georgia, high school football and some of those smaller communities and places like that is held in very high esteem. What did you tell those family members, those parents, and those people about your approach? What did that talk sound like?
Well, I was very candid and blunt. I told them my expectations were number one, my top priority was not to come to Douglas County and win football games.
Mm.
My top priority was to come to Douglas County High School and be the role model and mentor and leader that I had seen from a Coach Nix and from a Philip Fulmer and all the other coaches I had an opportunity to play for and work with. I expressed to them, if we care about the kid and we mold the kids, these young men, into men, then the byproduct of that will be winning football games on the field. I told them we're gonna coach every aspect of the players. We're gonna monitor their academic progress, their behavior in the school building and in the classroom, and we're gonna push their tails in that weight room, to the point of exhaustion. You know, I've seen and experienced those things and seen them in a program and seen them in highly, highly successful programs. I've been a player on the other side with those standards and expectations, and I know what the product or the byproduct of those efforts are, and I just wanted to communicate to the parents, that it's a new program. I am a new head coach. We will have a new staff with a new vision. And I told them the expectations have gone up drastically from the last 5 or 6 years. And I told them it's not just going to be the players that the expectations are high for, but also for the parents. We can't do it. The coaching staff and the administration can't do it alone. We need parental involvement. And I told them all the things and the different ways that they could assist the program to improve the program that will directly help their young men who are involved in the program. You know, and the response was one of eagerness and anxiety and excitement to put the program in a new direction, which I'm excited for.
Jason, you're a hero of mine. And, you know, it's really easy to have heroes who come here and who, you know, then go on to the NFL and have 10-year careers and, you know, those guys. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with holding those folks in esteem. And they, in turn, take their resources, turn around, bless others. That's good stuff.
Right.
Jason, what you've done is you've taken a second chance that you got here at Tennessee when you were a young man, and you've made the absolute most of it. And I remember talking to you after your Tennessee career was over, and you said, man, I walked in here a young kid who was naive and who thought he knew, and I really didn't know, and I've walked out of here a young man ready to roll. If you can, speak to that, just the journey in life that you've come from, your time being recruited, and as you stand here right now, just how much more you know.
Oh, man, like you said, I've been blessed. I've had the opportunity to obviously play for a great man in high school, and then to go through what I went through in the recruiting process. And you're talking about really opening my eyes of awareness and a responsibility to be sure that to try to be proactive in everything that you do, and not just your personal life, but your professional life, your spiritual life, looking ahead and seeing what the consequences of each decision are. and how the perception of those decisions, and with my experience and in my case, I put myself in a situation where my credibility was in question, and for a young 18-year-old who I tell people when I give my testimony or when I speak on making wise decisions, I went from a kid in Warner Robins, Georgia, that I could walk in a restaurant and say, hey, the sky's about to fall, and most people wouldn't believe me. Mm. To going through that situation, and that just really just shook my whole perspective up and how people viewed me. And how, from that point on, God got my attention and said, hey, Jason, we all make mistakes, but we need to make sure when we make decisions that we consider those consequences of those decisions. Because some people make decisions that really, really have great, great consequence in them. I was fortunate enough that God got my attention, and he was able, and I was able with people around me to work out of that situation and learn and grow from that situation. And going to college and being able to experience that entire thing. You know, my wife and I took our oldest son, Isaiah, back to a game last fall. And I'm telling you, man, I walked in the stadium, sat down, and just started tearing up, you know. And
wow.
My wife asked me what was wrong and what I was thinking, and I told her, I said, baby, I've never seen this side of UT football. The extreme and tremendous blessing that it was to be there, you know, and that's just the athletic side of things. And then me as a person, looking at the men I was able to be around, the Philip Formers, the James Mitchells, the Randy Sanders, you know, the Michael Munozes, the John Chavises, the Conrad Holloways, you know, the Coach Dickey, all those people in the athletic department. And I got the Gary Wyatt. I got, through my major, I was able to have probably a little more contact with those administrative level people than most student athletes, through my sport management major. And I thoroughly enjoyed that experience and learned a lot from it. One, like I said, you have to be proactive, and you have to really think about the consequence of every decision you make, both
yep.
personally, professionally, and spiritually.
I'm talking every day, man. Hey, Jason, every day we get up, every single day, and it's a fight, man, every day. And, you know, you haven't been through that. It's funny, when I Googled your name last night, the first thing that came up was that incident. How hard has that been for you? I mean, just, you know, you put that behind you.
Again, like I said, it's been tough because people from the outside that do not know Jason Rutherford,
mm-hmm.
I can understand why they would think all the thoughts and emotions that probably would arise when reading some of those stories.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I also, it gives me a perspective of saying, hey, that gives me an opportunity to talk more about putting yourself in good situations and not making unwise decisions. And since I've been back in the Middle Georgia area, every year I go and I'm a keynote speaker to Houston County, the Houston County Schools Health Day, where they bring in their eighth graders, and there's about 3,000 of them on a yearly basis. And it is solely on preparing yourself for the transition to high school, peer pressure, and all those things that go along with that. And I'm always humbled by the opportunity to go and share my story and hope and pray that some, if just one kid would learn, just because everybody else is drinking doesn't mean you need to be drinking. You know, that incident or that situation of drinking leads to a whole lot of other bad decisions to be made. and bad situation to put yourself into. And we just, if one kid, just one kid over the years I've done that, if one kid can say, hey, I learned from this player, this former Houston County alumni, this former UT player, that don't put myself in this situation, have courage to stand up and do what's right, even when everybody isn't. If I just touch one kid, I count it as a blessing and pray that that kid will sow a seed of encouragement and courage to somebody else.
Keep doing what you're doing, man. You are you're a hero in my book, and we commend you today on this program. And you put a smile on a lot of folks' face today, I can tell you that. We're very, very, very proud of you in Big Orange Country and proud to call you our own for life. And
absolutely.
It's a pleasure
absolutely.
Talking with you today, Jason. God's blessings to you and your family, your football program. As young people, you're going to have a chance to impact there. You, sir, are you make me feel good today.
Well, thank you. It's only through God's grace. I assure you that we all are breathing and living and prospering. And I thank you guys for this show. And I thank all those Vol fans out there in Big Orange Country. And my hope and prayers, I know everybody's thinking football right now. And I hope and pray we get things turned around athletically. But it sounds like Coach Dooley is doing the things that's important on the inside, that things that nobody probably sees in the stadium, and I know that we'll get it turned around in the right direction. So
Jason,
thanks for
thank
having
you.
Me on.
Hope you have a great day.
Same to you guys.
All right, that was wonderful.